It's the third anniversary of Superstorm Sandy, 3 years since communities were devastated along the eastern seaboard. Families are still rebuilding, still dealing with trying to get reimbursed for loss and damages.
You know, it's a very emotional thinking back, reflecting back.
New York City Councilmember Rosie Mendez represents the Lower East Side.
I live close to Avenue B, and the seawater was outside my building coming into our lobby. Every neighbor, I live on the ground floor, every neighbor to the east of me, heading to the East River, lost their furniture. So by the grace of God, I didn't lose my furniture. And then it was, you know, the stuff that this city was not prepared for. You know, I think we would have been prepared for, you know, a mass transit failing. We would have been prepared for somewhat of a flood. But we were not prepared to deal with not having any mass transit in the city, having all these buildings flooded, having a big fire in Queens that destroyed many homes, having a dangling crane in the middle of Manhattan.
Recalling what it was like, Mendez says it taxed us as a city. It was overwhelming.
And helped the income for days, and we started going into buildings. I started working with good old Lower East Side to occupy Sandy and assess where the need is so when that the food and the supplies came, we can get them into the most neediest places. And, you know, I have buildings for people with special needs and the disabled and senior housing, and they were in distress. We got a lot of doctors. Doctors Without Borders came to volunteer. We got them into those buildings to assess individuals who are wheelchair-bound, who are stuck in their beds because their home attendant expected to come back the next day and there's no mass transit and couldn't get there.
Rosie Mendez says some communities weathered the storm better than others. She says her community on the Lower East Side has continued to prepare in the event of another storm of Sandy's magnitude.
We've created something called Lower East Side Ready, which sprang into action during the Second Avenue explosion. They also worked to create a proposal called Rebuild by Design, which creates what they call the Big U, a barrier through the lower part of Manhattan, south of 34th Street, going all the way over to the west side. I forget how far over to the west side. That would help protect some of our vulnerable communities by the, you know, East River and Hudson. So we've not taken things for granted. Government, I think, has not stepped up. Our community has stepped up. We have done, because we lived through it, and there was no one there for us those first few days. So we've been preparing. I could only hope, you know, in a crisis. I don't think we're at the place we used to be, or we should be, I should say. And I think it's because the support that we need from government at all levels has not been there.
New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city has made some progress to protect the city. 4.2 million cubic yards of sand in Coney Island and the Rockaways, 9.8 miles of dunes across Rockaway and in Staten Island, bulkheads across the city, and improvements to the city's building code to address new climate threats. De Blasio is promising that the city's program to repair storm-damaged homes will be complete by the end of next year. New York City's public advocate Tish James says we can do better.
Clearly, we've got a long way to go, and I look forward to working with the administration and all of my elected officials, particularly on Staten Island and the Rockaways, to make sure there's 100% of the residents on the Rockaways and in Coney Island and part of South Brooklyn are back in their homes.
Today, Governor Cuomo announced new legislation relating to Sandy. One bill is designed to reform the insurance industry regarding claims of sewer issues and flooding. Another bill supports New Yorkers who made repairs to their homes after Sandy. But 3 years after the storm in New York and in New Jersey, thousands still can't go back home because of bureaucratic red tape with government aid programs, disputes with contractors and insurance companies, and just not having enough money to finish the job. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.